Brenham Cup Baseball is on the air. KWHI's broadcast of the Cubs game against A&M Consolidated is made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends. The pregame is brought to you by K&H Portable Toilets, Modern Air Solutions, Bilski Water Well Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Brenham National Bank, 3F Tree Transplanting Services, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Lumen Insurance Agency, Citizens State Bank, BVR Material, Cold Course Food, Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, Lynn College, Tegger Toyota, J&A Roofing, Branca Brenham, HEB, Collier Construction, and Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham. We'll go out to the field and your hosts, Doug Brown and Tommy Lange, after these words from our sponsors.
So you've got leaky pipes, clogged drains, or maybe you've even got an emergency plumbing situation.
Have no fear, Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts are here. Dynamic Drains is a leading professional plumbing team in Brenham College Station in Bryan. Equipped with the latest technological plumbing tools, Dynamic Drains stands behind their workmanship for 2 years. See their complete service list on their website, DynamicDrainsTX.com, and see their YouTube channel at Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts for helpful videos and tips. Master Plumber License Number 405.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out to Fireman's Park, where it is week two of the District 21 5A baseball season. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you, and this week the Brenham Cubs face an old arch nemesis in A&M Consolidated. Two programs that go very well, going very far back.
No doubt about it, Doug. A&M Consolidated goes back to Tommy Lange's days.
Yeah.
So we're not going to talk about how long ago that is, but, you know, last week, a little shaky, but this week's a new week. Let's get out there, let's have some fun, and let's play baseball.
Yeah, the Cubs coming off back-to-back losses to College Station, while A&M Consolidated coming off a couple of wins over Montgomery, a couple of narrow wins, though, and we'll see how this all transpires. Well, we're going to talk more as we continue with the pregame, but first let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
There are a lot of different components to a steel structure, but there's only one place you can go for everything you need. DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham and Bastrop. From contractors to do-it-yourselfers, DDM Pipe and Steel has what you need for your metal building or fencing project. DDM's experienced staff will make sure you have the right hardware and accessories and help you select building or roof panels, welding supplies, flat plate or angle iron, even roll up and walk through doors. Stop by and see them or visit them online at DDMBuildings.com.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Throw on your Cubs gear and get ready to cheer. Citizens State Bank is proud to be sponsoring the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball teams. At CSB, we pride ourselves in always stepping up to the plate and putting you first. Not just in banking service, but in the community too, because our hometown is your hometown. Come show your Cub pride alongside of us during the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball games. Citizens State Bank, hitting your standards out of the park since 1925. Local people, making local decisions. Member FDIC.
And back we go here to Fireman's Park as they are getting the field ready to go for tonight's ball game. And if you want to get out here to the ballpark, plenty of good seats available. Come on out and might have to take a jacket or maybe a blanket with you because it's supposed to get cool later on. Right now it's not too bad, but later on it's supposed to get kind of cool out here.
When the lights come on totally, the lights are already on, but when it's totally dark out there, there's going to be a little bit of a chill in the air.
Yeah. And tonight, as we said, the Cubs taking on the A&M Consolidated Tigers. And then around the district this evening, we got Magnolia at College Station. Magnolia West is at Bryan Rutter and Montgomery at Lake Creek. And all these teams, luckily we're only two games in, even though they kind of split because all the series ended up being sweeps last week. But you still got to factor in they're still counting tonight 12 games left in district, so still a long way to go, but yet none of the teams really want to drop to 0-3 or 0-4, depending on how the week goes.
No doubt about it. You put yourself in a hole if you drop another two this week, and then you start going into a mind game, and it's like, okay, now this is getting serious now.
Yeah,
we're thinking playoffs then.
Yeah.
You know, not even thinking about winning the district, you're thinking about playoffs, getting into the playoffs.
Exactly, and that's kind of one of the drawbacks. We kind of talked about it earlier, about doing where you're playing the same team twice in the same week, because if you get a really good team, you can find yourself in a hole early.
No, there's no doubt about it. And evidently, we get outvoted every year. I don't know. We've been on this program for... what, how many, 5, 6, 7 years now? And, you know, we can say we don't like it or whatever, but it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And sooner or later, you're going to have to play everybody twice anyway. So
yeah.
We need to just get it out of our minds, go out there and take care of business.
Mm-hmm. I know Randy Reeves used to always say, you know, I sit by my phone every night, but they never call and ask me.
That's it. Yeah, I love that. Miss Randy, God bless.
Yes. And we're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll take a look at our starting lineups for tonight, but let's send you back to the studios first, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding areas, festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Join K&H Portable Toilets in supporting the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes this baseball and softball season.
H-E-B is an avid supporter of today's youth and proud sponsor of the local sports teams. No store does more to bring Brenham families the very best at great low prices. H-E-B in Brenham has over 300 varieties of cheese, a full-service meat market with experienced meat cutters, plus fresh seafood deliveries daily. There's also over 1,000 wines, an artisan bakery, and hundreds of organics. See their circular for weekly specials and meal deals. They've got it all at H-E-B in Brenham, Highway 290 West and Highway 36 South.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
If you're in the Brenham area, don't let the team spirit stop on the field. Take charge. Load those buses and bring the whole team to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza to continue the fun. There's tons of parking and room for school buses. Bring the team and get the ball rolling at the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, then play like a champion in their arcade filled with classic video games, Connect Four basketball, and more. After the game, head to Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham. You'll never strike out when you're bringing the whole team. Located just off of Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
And as we come back here, it's time now for the starting lineups. And our starting lineups are brought to you by the Bank of Brenham. Bank with Bob, the Bank of Brenham, the bank you take with you, and the bank you come home to. Your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham, local friendly mobile member FDIC. And for the A&M Consolidated Tigers, it's going to be Joaquin Costa leading things off, playing shortstop. Batting second will be the center fielder, Kai Hood. Batting third will be the third baseman, Nathan Hodge. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Cannon Kieschnick. Batting fifth will be the catcher, Trey Walker. Batting sixth, first baseman, Brad Boedeker. Batting seventh will be the designated hitter, Dalton Cordray, and he'll be hitting for the pitcher, Owen Horrell. I should have probably checked on that. Left fielder is Brandon Jennings. He'll be hitting eighth. And batting ninth will be the second baseman, Will Hargett. And that is the consolidated lineup. And now for the Brenham Cubs starting lineup, it'll be Barrett Coring leading things off, playing center field. Batting second will be the shortstop, Owen Finke. Batting third, first baseman, Drake Benke. Batting fourth will be the right fielder, Luke Hardy. Batting fifth, the catcher, Tanner Reese. Batting sixth, second baseman, Landry Mendoza. Batting seventh will be the designated hitter, Philip Deal. And Deal will be hitting for tonight's starting pitcher, Brody Heyman. Batting eighth will be the left fielder, Brady Rao. And batting ninth will be the third baseman, Caleb Maurer. That is a look at your starting lineups brought to you by the Bank of Brenham. Back with more of the pregame show after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Texas weather is unpredictable. Make sure your heating and cooling unit will work properly when you need it most. Modern Air Solutions, your locally owned heating and cooling technicians, specializes in the sales and installation of energy-efficient heating and cooling systems, but they can also service any problems with an existing unit. Call Modern Air Solutions at 979-451-5004. That number is 979-451-5004. Modern Air Solutions. Honest work with always a fair price. Financing available. License number TACLA 74166E.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy-to-use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Cubs and Cubettes. Go Cubs and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
Taylor Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
You need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home. Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
And we return to action here at Fireman's Park, and the umpires getting ready to make their way out on the field. And now it's time for our game time weather update, and that's brought to you by Blinn College. With the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition fees, Blinn's a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit blinn.edu. And right now we got 63 degrees here at the ballpark with winds just blowing at 5 miles an hour, so not a whole lot of wind. Sunset's scheduled for tonight at 7:36. Now, we do have a little bit of rain on the radar here that, according to my app, is supposed to be passing through here around 8 o'clock. And so we'll see if that happens and how much. But just mainly a rainmaker. And then overnight, we are scheduled to get down to 49 degrees. And then tomorrow in the afternoon, we're supposed to get back up into 70 degrees. And so it should be a nice night tomorrow night for some Blinn baseball. And that is your weather update brought to you by Blinn College. And we'll be back with more of the pregame after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Are you looking to add shade trees to your new or existing home or replace new ones in your pasture? You should contact 3F Tree Transplanting today. 3F Tree Transplanting offers relocation services, clearing, and drip line installations, and they have a variety of trees, both big and small, for sale to go on your property today. For more information, call 337-2981 or go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com. 3F Tree Transplanting is proud to sponsor the 2024 baseball season for the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes and the Blinn Bucks and Ladybucks.
I only did it once.
I never thought it could happen to me.
I thought I was protected.
But everyone is doing it.
We were just goofing off.
I was just being social.
All of a sudden, everything got crazy.
I know I was protected.
Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham. They can fix your virus.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
Appleport is proud to be sponsoring Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Blinn Buck Baseball, Blinn Ladybuck Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cubette Softball Teams. Appleport would like to wish everyone good luck who plays today. Stop by Appleport and meet with one of their helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that will knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Appleport, Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Appleport is the smart choice.
And we are ready to go here as the plate the conference at home plate is complete. And let's hear our official introductions from Mr. Rick Eckert.
5A matchup between the A&M Consolidated Tigers and your Brenham Cubs. At this time, we'd like to introduce both teams' lineups, starting with the Tigers. First, we'll introduce the reserves. As I call your name, take your place on the first baseline, if you please. Number 3, Michael Pazzi. Number 7, Wally Bockelman. Number 11, Clayton Kurtz. Number 12, Lane McGuire. Number 13, Aiden Schorsch. Number 15, Stryker Clemens. Number 16, Jordan Fowler. Number 17, Niall Evans. Number 19, Jack Carter. Number 20, Nathaniel Zach Maddox. Number 22, Wyatt Greaves. Number 23, Eli Mitchell. And now your starting lineup for the Tigers. Number 2, Joaquin Costa, the shortstop. Number 14, the center fielder, Ty Hood. Number 10, playing third base, Nathan Hodge. Number 6, the center fielder, Cannon Kieschnick. Number 18, the catcher, Trey Walker. Number 8, the first baseman, Brad Bedeker. Number 1, Dalton Cordray, the designated hitter. He'll be hitting for the pitcher, Owen Harrell, number 21. Number 4, Brandon Jennings, the left fielder. And number 9, Will Hargett, the second baseman. And now, your reserves for the Brenham Cubs. Number 2, Barrett Coring. Number 3, Tanner Reese. Number 4, Dawson Kime. Number 5, Brayden Doss. Number 6, Austin Maurer. Number 7, Grady G. Number 8, Owen Finke. Number 9, Landry Mendoza. Number 10, Caleb Maurer. Number 11, Brady Rao. Number 12, Logan Mason. Number 14, Brett Campbell. Number 15, Blaine Bartlett. Number 16, Philip Deal. Number 17, Brody Heeman. Number 19, Luke Hardy. Number 20, Preston Lee. Number 22, Greg Vinci. Number 24, Cannon Crater. And number 25, Freddie Baker. Starting pitcher for the Cubs tonight is number 17, Brody Heeman. And catching is Tanner E. Reese, number 3. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we ask you to please stand for the playing of tonight's national anthem. Please salute our flag by removing your hat, placing your hand over your heart, and singing along as we present the Star Spangled Banner. Thank you.
And we are ready for the first pitch of the game, and we'll have that after we take one more break and hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Co-Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and surrounding area, supports the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blend Bucks, and the Lady Bucks, and wishes them good luck in the 2024 season. If you're looking for great food, fast service, and a friendly smile, head to Burger King in Brenham at 1107 North Park Street or in Chapel Hill at 9011 Highway 290 East. Choose from the Whopper, the Crispy Chicken, or the Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich. Don't miss these great sandwiches only at Burger King, where you can have it your way.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blim Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced, select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. It specializes in all aspects of roofing, from new conventional to green energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is a proud supporter of the Brenham Cubs and Blinton Buccaneers baseball softball season.
All right, and here we go with tonight's first pitch, Brody Heyman on the hill. And the first pitch to Joaquin Costa is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1.
Took him a while to call it.
Yeah. 0-1 pitch from Heyman, and Costa smacks this one into center. Barrett Coring takes a few steps to his left, and he'll haul that in for out number one. And now that'll bring up the center fielder, Kai Hood.
Kai Hood, the center fielder.
We got an early lefty-on-lefty matchup. And the first pitch is outside for a ball. And next pitch is trying to bunt that one and swung through for a strike. And it's 1-1. Ooh, that one. I did call a strike. Just another delayed call there.
This is going to drive me nuts.
Me too.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that one outside of ball.
Tell you what, Doug, it didn't miss by much.
Oh, yeah, it was awfully close, and it's 2-2 now. Yeah, that one is going to be a ground ball to second, and Mendoza up with it. Throws to Benke at first, and that's two away. And it's two quick outs here for Heyman, and now it'll be Nathan Hodge, the third baseman.
And batting number 10, Nathan Hodge, third baseman.
Right-handed batter in here against the left-handed pitcher. And first pitch from Heyman. In there for a strike, and it's 0-1.
Hope he speeds up by the second inning.
Yeah. And this one, another ground ball to second. Mendoza up with it. Throws to Benke, and that is a quick 3-up and 3-down inning for Brody Hingen. A good way to get things started. And 3-up and 3-down, what a relief. Come to Brenham National Bank and get financial relief. They may make it fun. Member FDIC. And we got no score. Heading to the bottom of the first inning. Cubs coming into bat. Back into we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family owns and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham, Highway 290 West, offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilleman Construction and Stega Tilleman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
And as we come back here to the bottom of the first inning, Brenham Cubs is getting set to bat. And got an update for you from Montgomery. The Brenham Cubettes are leading Montgomery 5-0 in the second inning and still batting in the top half of the second inning.
Oh, good news.
So off to a good start there. And warming up there for A&M Consolidated is Owen Harrell. And he'll be working to Trey Walker behind the plate. Right side of the infield, Brett Boddicker at first base. And Will Hargett at second, left side. Joaquin Costa at short. Nathan Hodge at third in the outfield. It is Kai Hood in center, flanked and right by Cannon Kieschnick, and in left by Brandon Jennings. And we are ready to go with Barrett Coring to lead things off for the Cubs.
Good news there for the Cubettes. Get them back on the winning ways.
Yeah.
Going in the right direction.
Yeah, off to a good start. Let's hope, fingers crossed, to keep it up tonight. And that'll bring up as Coring steps in here. And pitches outside for a ball. It will be Coring, Finke, and Benke here in the bottom of the first. Harrell ready and drops down sidearm. That one sails outside for a ball. It's quickly 2-0 on Coring. Of course, don't forget later on tonight we'll have our Nathan's Barbecue Buccaneer Food Store home run inning. We got $20 worth of gasoline. Yeah, the Cubs gonna need a home run tonight. And pitch is a strike call, and it's 2-1. And time is called by Coring. Harrell took a little too much time to deliver that next pitch, so he thought he'd step out on him. 2-1 on the way. And a strike call.
I thought it looked close on the corner, but I wasn't going to say. I was going to say good for Barrett. You know, it's 3-1. But
and now 2-2.
So much for that.
And time is called once again. And that's going to be frustrating for the hitters tonight to have an umpire with that long a delay before calling it ball or strike.
From my day, I'll tell the story of an umpire in Bryan College Station. One of the best ever.
And Coring sends this one a high fly ball. Right fielder backtracking. And making the grab there is Cannon Kieschnick for out number one.
Number eight, Owen Finke, the shortstop.
And that'll bring him Owen Finke now to bat. Freshman shortstop. Right-hand batter steps in. And Pinky smacks this one. Wow, what a fine catch by his counterpart over there at shortstop for A&M Consolidated. That's Joaquin Costa.
As you would say, Doug, that's a web, Jim.
Yep. Absolutely. That was a great play. Now, two outs. That'll bring up Drake Benke.
And the highlight reels.
Yeah. Blue star, whatever you term
Blue
you
star,
want to use.
Whatever. That's it. That was Doc's fate. Put a star by that one.
And Benke swings and misses at the first pitch. Chased one outside. That's 0-1. I mean, he just flat laid out for that line drive and got it. Next pitch down low, ball 1-1. Think he might have had himself a hit there, but, I mean, he's just absolutely robbed Finke of a hit on that play.
No doubt about it. Owen Finke hit the ball on the nose.
And outside, next pitch outside, and it's 2-1. And Benke fouls that one in the screen behind the home plate. Two balls and two strikes.
The plus about both those balls hit by Corey and Finke, made good contact.
And that one up high and outside, and it's 3-2. So full count now on Drake Benke with Luke Hardy waiting on deck.
My thought is that Horrell has coached, has scouted Drake Benke quite well.
And strike three called, and Benke can't believe it. He was about ready to toss the bat and take a walk, and instead he gets rung up. And so that's a three up and three down inning for Horrell. And we go to the top of the second, no score, back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop. Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's doggy resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Brob's Fun Center in Brenham for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
And back we go here. And Heyman beginning his warm-up tosses. He'll be looking at Cannon Kieschnick, Trey Walker, and Brad Boedeker here in the top half of the second inning. No score between the two teams. Do we have another score we want to pass along already? The Burton Panthers putting it to Richards tonight. Right now that one is 15-0 there. Burton.
What inning are we there?
Let's see.
That'll be a short contest.
Yeah. But Coach Matt Thaler and his crew getting it done again.
Tigers, number six, Cannon Kieschnick, the right fielder.
And they're in the bottom of the second inning there. But Burton already up 15-0. And
and we know they got to go the fifth.
The pitch is a strike call to Kieschnick. And Panthers looking to extend their winning streak to 9 games. And they're well on their way to that there. And pitch is fouled away, 0-2 on Kieschnick.
I was kind of informed that might be a rebuilding year, but it sounds like Coach Taylor's doing a pretty good job over there.
He certainly is. And pitches outside for a ball.
Ready.
Yeah, because I had thought so, too, because they had lost some good, really good players that graduated last year, but they just went right back out, found some more to fill the slots, and ground ball to Mendoza, and he will pick it and throw to first, and that is out number one.
Now batting number 18, Trey Walker, catcher.
Trey Walker, the catcher, to step up here now and face Brody Heyman.
Another quick out.
Yeah. And swings and misses 0-1, and Heyman looking really good here in the early going. Pitch foul away, and it's 0-2.
Nothing like getting ahead in the count. Oh, yes.
Wow.
I was waiting to see if he would put the hand up, but apparently not. And even Reese looked back at him, wanting to know where that one was. Foul tipped, and Reese couldn't hold on to it, so it'll count on the main 1-2. Ground ball to third, and Maurer bobbles it, throw to first, and he beats it out.
Ball was hit really well. Caleb got out in front of it, just kind of, I think it kind of jumped up on him there at the last second.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll bring up Brad Boddicker.
Now let's go. Now stepping to play for the Tigers, number 8, Brad Boddicker.
Boddicker, the first baseman, stepping up here. So first base runner of the game on either side. And pitch from Heyman. And there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Just nipped that outside part of the plate. Next pitch, it hit a little bit outside, and it's 1-1. It was shooting for that corner again. Boddicker waiting on the next pitch. And this one, a shot to Mendoza. He's going to go to Finke for one, throw to first, double play! 4-6-3, and that will retire the side. In the inning, no runs, no hits, one error, and nobody left on. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Still no score here from Fireman's Park. Back with the bottom half of the second after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Thrivent Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Henny Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental, offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham. Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop. 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Money, And we head on to the bottom half of the second inning. And for the Brenham Cubs, it'll be Luke Hardy, Tanner Reese, and Landry Mendoza batting here against Owen Harrell. Or Horrell. What did we say? Was Horrell or Harrell? Or?
Horrell.
Horrell. Okay.
It is Horrell.
And Luke Hardy to step up here. Freshman right fielder. Pitch a strike call. Hardy, a third generation Cub. And pitch is taken for a ball. It's 1-1. And swings and misses. One ball and two strikes.
Looked like slider there, Doug.
Horrell comes set. Next pitch. Outside for a ball, and it is 2-2.
Came back with a curveball out of the strike zone. Tried to get him go for a pitch. Good discipline there by Luke.
And Hardy smacks that one in the left field, right between the third baseman and shortstop for a base hit. And the Cubs have their first base runner of the game. And now that'll be, bring up Tanner Reese.
Tanner Reese, the pitcher.
Already got a pitch that he liked right in the wheelhouse and took it in between short and third. Drove the ball really well.
He certainly did. Reese waiting on the pitch from Horrell, and he swings and misses. Took a big rip and came up empty, and it's 0-1. Reese squares away the bunt, pulls the bat back, and he'll take a strike. And it's 0-2.
I was just saying, getting ready to say, I'm kind of a little thought going through my head there. Was Coach going to try to move the runner up?
And next pitch goes up high, and it's a ball. And what about eye level on Reese? And this pitch swung at one in the dirt, and he's down on strikes. Second strikeout for Horrell. That'll bring up Landry Mendoza. And Mendoza takes a big rip and comes up empty on the first pitch, and that is strike one. And that one foul over to the right side, and that's heading for the parking lot. No balls, two strikes. Hardy takes his lead over at first. Horrell will check on him. And next pitch, and Mendoza swings and misses, and he's down on strikes for out number two. And it'll be up to Philip Deal, the designated hitter, to try to move Hardy along.
Philip Deal, the designated hitter.
And pitch to deal way high a ball. And the catcher came up out of his grab. And then they were trying to see if Hardy was going to steal on that one.
I know we're right in the middle of baseball season, Doug, but I sure hope Deal and Hardy are both two sport guys.
Yep. And Deal swings and misses. And it's 1-1.
We could use those boys either as linebackers or on the old line.
And Deal sends us one, a shot into right. And did he catch? Yeah, he caught it. Wow, great play out there by the right fielder. And that will retire. That's Cannon Kiesnick, four out, number three. So in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. And we will go to the top of the third inning. And it is no score here at the ballpark. And what is it? We got a giveaway here for you. It's time now for the Mattress Guys giveaway inning. Be the third caller to the KWHI studio, 979-836-9937. And you'll win a Maloof Z pillow from the Mattress Guys, valued at $60. Just call in right now to 979-836-9937 and be the third caller. This cooling gel convolution pillow is infused with gel to create a cooler sleeping atmosphere. And you can get yours at the Mattress Guys. Owner Anthony Jasinski, a native of Brenham and former Cub baseball player, invites you to stop in his store at 2668 Highway 36 south of the Blue Mountain Shopping Center. Stop in and check out their Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattress sets and a wide selection of pillows and sheets. Remember, one pillow per family per season. If you want a pillow in the last 30 days, you're not eligible to play. And back with the top of the inning after we, top of the third after we hear, this time let's just do 30 seconds from the sports friends.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
All right, as we start the top half of the third inning, and for A&M Consolidated, it's going to be Dalton Caudray, Brandon Jennings, and Will Hargett against Brody Heyman. And Heyman's first pitch in there for a strike. And Heyman would kick and bring it. This one, a little tapper back to the mound. Heyman up with it. Threw that one in the dirt and got past Benke and down the line. And he's going to end up at second base. That'll be an E1. Second error of the game for the Cubs. And now that'll bring up the left fielder, Brandon Jennings.
Brody had plenty of time. It seemed like he tried to rush the throw a little bit and threw it in the dirt.
And this one's going to be a fly ball out into right. Owen making the grab is Hardy. And that's out number one.
Well, so I'm missing something. Go ahead.
I'm missing something. Where did the base runner go?
Now stepping to the plate. Number nine, Will Hargett, the second baseman.
Pitch is fouled back.
And they only have one out on the board.
Yeah. There's no base. Because the error should be at second. I didn't think they got him at second. Swung out and missed. And it's 0-2. We'll have to get a clarification in between innings.
Wow.
But, yeah. And pitch is a ball. It's 1-2 to Hargett. And ground ball foul up the third base side over towards the Cub dugout. That'll hold the count at 1-2.
We can throw this in. Will Hargett, grandson of...
Pitched outside for a ball, 2-2.
Ed Hargett played quarterback for the Aggies in the mid-60s.
Oh, wow.
Beat Alabama and Kenny Stabler in the Cotton Bowl.
Oh, wow. Now that is impressive. And ground ball foul again, 2-2. So he's definitely got some athletic heritage there.
A little bit of athletic heritage there.
Two-two delivery from Heyman. Swung on and missed and got him on strikes, and that will do it here in the third. And no runs, no hits, one error, and nobody left on. And we'll be back with the bottom half of the third inning after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends. And we're still scoreless as we head to the bottom of the third inning and back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Financial Advisor, Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 U.S. 290 West, Brenham. 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
And back we go, and it's Brady Rao to lead things off in the bottom half of the third inning. And Rao sends this one a shot out into center field. But over there and making the grab is Kai Hood for out number one. And, Tommy, you got a clarification on that missing out?
The best we can figure out here is the ball was retrieved by Luke Hardy, the right fielder, backing up the play at first base and threw the runner out going into second base.
Okay. And we apologize we missed that on the go-round, but nevertheless, it remains a nothing-nothing ball game as Caleb Maurer tried to check his swing. Oh, he did check his swing. Base appeal to first base umpire says he did not go around.
We'll take that.
Absolutely.
We will definitely take that one.
And next pitch coming is taken down low for a ball, and it is 1-1 to Maurer. Or no, 2-0 on Maurer now. That's right, 2-0. And Maurer swings and misses, and it's 2-1. And Barrett Coring would be due up next. And Maurer swung around that time, and it's 2-2.
I don't think he was going to get that one.
Yeah, I had some nasty movement on there. Chopper foul. And Corey making a nice play over there in the on-deck circle. Two balls, two strikes. Horrell trying to get through this inning. Makes the delivery to Caleb Maurer. Up and in, and it's 3-2. Maurer had to move his shoulder out of the way to avoid getting hit. fouls that one away, and it remains 3-2. Giving Horrell quite a battle here.
Good at bat by Caleb.
Now our sophomore third baseman. And another foul ball over toward the Cub dugout.
A couple of missed opportunities over there.
And fouls that one away. That one went back in the screen, and the count remains 3-2, full count. And inside ball four, and Maurer works the walk.
Good bat there by Caleb Maurer, getting the walk.
Yep. And that'll bring up Barrett Corey.
Number two, Barrett
Corey, the center fielder. Corey flew out to center his first time up. Or flew out to right, I should say. Flew out to right his first time up. Throw over. And that one got away. And now Maurer is going to get the chance to take off. And he is in the second, and is still going. He's going to end up at third base. As the throw finally comes back in, it'll be a two-base error. First one on the Anaheim Consolidated side, and that puts Maurer in the scoring position.
Now the Cubs need to take advantage of that error.
Yep. With only one out, now just got to get Corey to put it in play here. And he can get that run home. Pitches outside for a ball. Pitch inside, and it's 2-0. That time is called. And that one inside, and Corey had to duck out of the way of that one. It's now 3-0. Next pitch. And ball four, and Corey will work the walk. And that'll put two runners aboard now here for the Cubs and bring up Owen Finke. And time is called as Walker wants to go out and have a word with his pitcher. No activity down in the A&M Consolidated bullpen. And while they're having the conference, Coach Wheaton, a little brief word of encouragement to Finke. Finke last time up had a hit taken away from him by Costa, the Tiger shortstop. Made just a highlight reel play in the field there. Now let's see if we can get one through and get the Cubs on the board.
Tell you what, there's a big hole between short and third, Doug.
Finke looking to bunt, throw back, and he tried to lay down the bunt, missed it, but they threw down to first base, and luckily Corey back in underneath the tag. And it's ball one. And I think he looked at the bunt again, pulls the bat back. Oh, man, he called a strike on that. I looked outside from up here.
We're gonna have to hear my story now in a
second. And it's 1-1. Way outside of ball. And it's 2-1 now.
Here comes number one, Doug. And my story. In my early, very, very early, my probably the very first time I batted as a Cub, very young.
And here comes the pitch. And it's ball three.
There we go. There was an umpire from the Bryan College Station area. Probably the greatest umpire I've seen in my baseball career that I had the opportunity to see.
3-1 pitch. Swung on a miss. And runner going. And double steal. And Mallor is going to come home with the first run of the ball game. And the Cubs take a 1-0 lead. And Caleb Mallor just made the first run of the game. Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow, focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. And so I think he's still batting there. Runner at second, only one out, and a pitch to him. And that is a chopper foul up the third base side.
Anyway, finished the quick story. A pitch comes in, no sign for the umpire. I turned around and looked at, again, the net. Umpire's name, Fred Hodge. I said, was that a strike? I only call strikes. I said, yes, sir. This guy, we don't know what he does.
And full count now on Finke. And steps off the rubber and looks the runner Coring back to second. And Pinky fouls that one away. 3 balls and 2 strikes.
Well, good job. Owen got enough of it to stay alive.
Cubs with a 1-0 lead on the A&M Consolidated Tigers here in the bottom of the third. And looking for more.
Kind of going back to that double steal, Doug. Eric Corey had a really, really good jump. It really surprised me, the catcher throwing the second base, because if the throw would have been there, I don't think they would have gotten him.
And pitch a foul away. Yeah, and then now we're breaking for home, and yes, he made it in there. And just what the doctor ordered, the Cubs have got themselves a lead. And let's see if they can get a hit here and build on it.
That's what you call manufacturing runs.
Strike three called on Finke, and that's out number two. Fourth strikeout now for Horrell, and that's going to bring up Drake Behnke. And Behnke was called out on strikes his last time up. And they're going to intentionally walk him. And take their chances with Luke Hardy. Hardy had a single his last time. He's got the only Cub hit of the game.
We'll see if their strategy move pays off.
And first pitch is taken inside for a ball, and it's 1-0.
It wasn't inside. It was low. It had to be low because it did get the court.
Okay, so. I'll take your word for it. And they call the balk. And so that'll move the runners up.
Oh, that'll, man.
That'll move Coring to third and Benke to second.
Oh, I tell you what, this is big here.
Yeah, if Hardy can get a hit, he could potentially get at least one home and potentially two.
Drake Benke with pretty good speed. Depending on where it's hit, I would bet on I'd send him.
Yeah, that one outside, the ball catcher had to go out there and block that one to keep it from going to the backstop. And it's 2-0. And pitch to Hardy. That one's down low, ball. And it's 3-0 now.
I don't see Hardy getting too good a pitch here either.
Threw that one in there for a strike, and it's 3-1 now.
Get another pitch like that. You drive that one.
And outside, ball four. And Hardy draws the walk. That'll load the bases down and bring up Tanner Reese. And now they're starting to get someone loose in the A&M Consolidated bullpen. That's a fourth walk of the inning for Horrell. And that'll bring up Tanner Reese. Reese struck out his first time around. Chance with an RBI opportunity here.
Good opportunity here.
And first pitch taken for a ball. It's 1-0. Fouls that one away over into the screen. One ball, one strike. That one came inside and kind of jammed him on the wrist. Strike called. 1-2. Now Reese has got to guard against the strikeout. And outside. 2-2. Swung and a miss, got him on strikes, and that'll retire the side. So in the inning for the Cubs, they do come up with one run, no hits, one error, and the bases were left loaded. We go to the fourth inning. Cubs lead it 1-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth & Linke Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at korthandlinkewelding.com.
Awards and more, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley, Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions. Changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park.
offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brittam Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
And back we go in. Cubs lead it here 1-0 as Brody Heyman warming up. And a quick score to pass along. Brenham Cubettes, they just completed the fourth inning. Cubettes leading Montgomery 9-2. And look to have things well in hand over there.
Yeah, that's going good for the Cubettes. When they get 5-1 inning and they're still batting, and I'm kind of hoping to really build up some momentum and get a run rule there.
But,
evidently.
Things going well, so we're glad to hear that. As Joaquin Costa will lead it off the top of the fourth inning. And first pitch to Heyman. Oh, by the way, I don't think I mentioned, we did get a winner in the Mattress Guys. Congratulations. Cookie Lesh, our winner in the Mattress Guys giveaway.
Hey, Cookie, thanks for listening. How are you? That's my old neighbor.
Yeah, and hopefully you enjoy that Mattress Guys pillow. 1-1 And pitches up high. Oh, and also got a note on that Cubette game. So far, Annie Beckendorf has a single, a double, and a home run. She is a triple away from the cycle.
Keep it rolling.
There you go. And pitches up high for a ball. And, of course, we'll see the Cubettes on Friday night when they host Magnolia West over at Alumni Field. And outside ball four, that's the first walk issued by Heyman. As Costa takes the trot on down to first. And that'll bring up Kai Hood, the center fielder.
Now stepping to the plate, number 14, Kai Hood, the center fielder.
Hood grounded out to second base his first time up. And pitches up high for a ball. It's 1-0. Benke holding the runner on at first.
Settle down, Brody. That was a lengthy third there.
And bunt it back to the pitcher, and Heyman couldn't field it. And the runners are going to be safe everywhere.
We're going to go E, correct?
Yes, I would say so. That's what he should have made.
Yes.
As Nathan Hodge bats here. And by the way, just got this from
Coach Roberts.
Yep. Congratulations, Landry Lynn Roberts, born. And she has entered the world here, and congratulations.
Congratulations.
Coach Katie Roberts, her husband Phil, and the new arrival to their family. And this one bunted back to the pitcher, and that hit the grass and took a wicked bound. I think we got to give an infield hit.
That one we do.
It just...
I mean, it hit that grass and just
And Haven was going one way, and the ball went the other way.
Okay, what is the little boy's name?
Little girl's name.
Little girl's name.
Landry Lynn Roberts.
Landry Lynn.
Yep.
Good. Congratulations, coach and coach.
Yep. And, of course, she's got to be excited about the girls having a good lead so far tonight.
Oh, yeah, she's happy. She's happy.
Yeah. And also, while we got the opportunity here, just to mention for that Friday night, it's also Youth Night at Alumni Field. And kids can wear their jersey and get in for free and also get a free hot dog as well. And they can also join the team out on the field for the national anthem and stick around to run the bases after the game. So that's Youth Night at Alumni Field this Friday night. And come on out and join us for that.
Maybe we'll get a free hot dog.
Yeah.
But I'll buy if we don't.
Yes, Ken Kiesnick, the batter, bases loaded, nobody out. And swung on a miss, 0-1.
A big cut there, big cut.
He's the cleanup man, so now Cubs playing in. They've got a force play at the plate.
They just got to bear down here now.
And next pitch inside for a ball. Cubs with a 1-0 lead and consolidated trying to strike here in the top of the fourth.
Need to be sure and get an out.
And next pitch just barely missed and it's 2-1. Up high a ball.
Settle down, Brody.
And it's 3-1.
I don't want to walk a run here now.
Foul away and 3-2, a full count now. And we'll see if we can get Keith
in the books.
Oh, come on, Blue. And that one was outside, I'm guessing. That's the only way I can think about it.
To me, it looked like it was off the outside, Doug. I got a little bit, just a little bit better look. You've got a better look
on the
inside and down third baseline.
Yeah.
And it was off the
just ground. Missed that one. And so bases loaded walk, and we're tied one apiece. And that one is going to be sent out to center. Coring backtracking, runner tagging, ready to come in. Catch made by Coring for out number one. And coming in to score is going to be Hood. And that'll make it 2-1. And him consolidated on the sack fly.
Nice play there by Barrett Coring, knowing the runner had a very, very good opportunity to score. Throwing, hitting the cutoff, throwing at the cutoff man, going to third base. Good move.
And so now that'll
smart
bring him.
Smart play.
Yeah, absolutely. And that'll bring him Bedeker. Bedeker hit into a double play his first time up. And Heyman would love to get him again. And this one's going to be another fly ball. Well, we're making the catch is Hardy. And the throw in is Hodge is going to tag and move to third. That's two outs now. And that'll bring up Dalton Cordry, the designated hitter.
Had a little damage here in the fourth, but a good opportunity now to get away with not a great deal of damage.
And a pie for a ball. It's 1-0. And this one, a ground ball that's going to scoot through, and that'll bring another run home. It went over just past the was hit to short, but Finke was going to cover the bag, and it got on through at second base, and it got through. So it's an RBI single for Caudry, and it's 3-1 now, consolidated. It's Hodge scores. And so now that'll bring up Brandon Jennings. Jennings, the eighth batter of the inning for the Tigers. And pitch is taken down low for a ball.
Brandon Jennings, the left fielder.
And this one is short, and Finke will snag it for out number three. So in that inning, Tigers come up with three runs on two hits. There was one error and two left on. And we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Tigers lead it 3-1 over the Cubs. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Winston Water Cooler of Brenham, your local wholesale commercial and residential plumbing supply, located at 2294 South Market Street.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin. For the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available, 319 South Austin.
Foskey's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center, quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service, 810 West Main.
Allen Day Funeral Homes. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services, Baker's Ag Service.
And we move on to the bottom half of the fourth inning. It is the A&M Consolidated Tigers leading the Brenham Cubs 3-1, and it's also time now for our Whataburger recap as Landry Mendoza steps in here to face Owen Horrell. And the first pitch is a ball 1-0. And the Cubs actually got on the board in the bottom half of the third inning as Caleb Maurer drew a walk. And then on a throwing error, went all the way to third. And then he and Barrett Coring pulled off a double steal that got the run home to make it 1-0 Cubs. The pitch is outside. You can't guess on this because you never know where he's going to call it. Two balls and one strike. And this one a slow roller. Third baseman booted the ball. And Mendoza will make it.
Just what we needed.
Now it is number 16, Philip Beal, the designated hitter.
And now they're bringing Philip Beal in. Another update on the Cubs. They're now in the top of the fifth inning, winning that one 14-2 over Montgomery. So it looks like they'll just have to play the. So the run will be in effect when they go to the bottom of that inning.
There we go. Good to see the Cubs back on the winning track.
Yeah. And pitch is up. Oh, yeah. He called that a strike? Are you kidding me?
Oh, my goodness.
That one outside. As we continue, and then consolidated top half of this inning. Acosta led it off with a walk. Hood reached on an error. Hodge then got on with a single to load the bases. Then it was Kieschnick with a bases-loaded walk that tied it at 1-1. Walker hit a sacrifice fly that made it 2-1. And then it was Condre with an RBI single to make it 3-1. And that's where we stand right now. That's your Whataburger recap. Brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Adding big flavor to your hometown with online ordering available. Perfect at all hours of the day. As Beal sends this one foul up the third base side. Matter of fact, I had lunch there today.
Oh, did you?
And it was quite good.
I'll tell you what, Doug, that's how luck goes. Where the cut is on the infield down the third base line, the ball took a high hop and caught the edge of the grass and the dirt, and it kicked it out.
So two balls and two strikes now on Deal. With Mendoza at first, nobody out here. Comes trying to get back into this one, trailing 3-1. And Deal swings and misses, and he's down on strikes. And so that'll bring up Brady Rao. Rao flew out to center his first time up.
That is 5 Ks, correct?
Let's see. I got 6.
Oh, did I miss one? I did. Got Tanner Reese twice.
And pitches a strike call on Rao.
Consolidated does have activity in the bullpen.
And pitches foul back. No balls, two strikes, and we got a final in the Burton game. Burton beating Richards tonight, 16-0, the final score there. So Panthers now pick up their 9th straight win with they've really been on a good run lately, and they're now 3-0 in district. Pitch fouled away. Waiting on the 0-2 delivery. And that got a piece of him. And so Rao will take the trot on down to first. That'll put two runners aboard now for Caleb Maurer. Maurer walked and scored the only run of the game for the Cubs thus far. Squares away the bunt, pulls the bat back. And he'll take a ball, 1-0. Runners take the leads. Maurer pitches inside. And to get out of the way before it hit him, and it's 2-0.
I really do like the idea of bunting here.
Oh, yeah. I agree. This would be a good opportunity here. And with Maurer's speed, he could potentially beat it out for maybe an infield
exactly
hit.
That's right.
If he can land at the right place, then pulls the bat back. And
he may get the walk.
Yep, 3-0 now.
All the way back, get all the way back.
And that one, call a strike. And it's 3-1.
You know, he may be talking to the batter and the catcher.
And Thomas Call, and well, and threw the ball back and tried to see if they could get Mendoza, but Mendoza back in at second.
I tell you what, Horrell better thank his shortstop.
Exactly.
His shortstop made a heck of a backhanded step.
Was it that one?
Otherwise, Mendoza would be on third.
And Maurer bunts this. Oh, it's a good bunt. Pitcher fell down. Catcher up one, throws to first. He beat it out. Maurer beat it out at first, and the bases are going to be loaded. We said Maurer could use that speed to beat a bunt out for a hit, and he certainly did. And
hitting number two, Barrett Corey, the center fielder.
Coach is not arguing. It's the.
I think he was arguing from the dugout.
But yeah, the play. Oh, now he's going to come out, and looks like we may be. As the bases are loaded for Coring. And let's see, this may be it for Mr. Horrell. And it is. Yeah. So we do have a pitching change here in the fourth inning. And so it is A&M consolidated leading. It comes 3-1. And we'll tell you who the new pitcher is. But first, let's send you back to the studios. And let's hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552. For clean, affordable toilets, remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrennanRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellman Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Bluebonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
And as we come back here, and
new
we have
pitcher is Stryker Blevins.
Stryker Blevins, the new pitcher here for A&M Consolidated. And this pitching change is brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That is Wellman Insurance. And for the Cubs, Barrett Coring stepping in here. One out, bases loaded. Cubs trailing 3-1, and Coring tie this one up if he can get a big hit here. Cubs got it right where they wanted it, back in the top of the order. And so Blevins ready. And pitch to Coring outside. They're trying to check his swing. First base umpire said no swing. And so it's 1-0. Coring walked his first time up. Or walked his last time up. He was 0-1. Pitches, a strike call, and it's 1-1.
I didn't know about the height, but it get the corner. That I do know.
Time called. Kind of a late time call there.
Yeah, he's lucky he got by with that one.
Yeah. Because when you get to that point, the umpire technically doesn't have to give you time. One pitch. And that's taken for a strike right down the heart of the plate, and it's 1-2 on Coring.
Just put the ball in play, Barrett. And as we've seen tonight, Doug, that's what has transpired. You know, when you put the ball in play, things can happen.
And now Coring going to step out again. And Coring swung at one about a foot outside.
At least.
And he's down on strikes. They got him to chase one, and that's two away. And that'll bring up Owen Finke now.
Now stepping in the hip for the Cubs. Great. Owen Finke, the shortstop.
Finke 0 for 2. And that one almost got past the catcher. The catcher there, Trey Walker, making a great play.
Walker's worked very, very hard back there.
Yeah. Season. One oh count. And Finke sends one a high fly ball out into right. And that is going to be caught for out number 3. So in the inning for the Cubs, no runs, one hit, one error, and the bases are left loaded. And we go to the 5th inning, A&M Consolidated leading 3-1 back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Bank with Bob. Bank of Brenham. Your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers. Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's Buy and Buy for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham. The home of Sealy Posturepedic beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Scavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Montgomery. Okay, and as we come back here, your final score on the Cubet game. Cubets win it 15-2 over Montgomery. So a big win there.
A needed win.
Yes, it was. Come back to here, and that's going to be a bunt. Heyman up with it. He'll throw it first and get the out on the leading hitter in the inning. That's Will Hargett.
That was close.
And now that'll bring up Joaquin Costa as we come back to play here. Top of the 5th, it's 3-1. A&M Consolidated leading the Cubs. And pitch from Heyman is a ball. It's 1-0. Costa is 0-for-1. He flew out to center his first time up and then walked and scored his last time up. And takes a strike. It's 1-1.
That was part of that big fourth inning.
And that one, a ground ball to third. Maurer up with it. He'll throw across to Benke at first, and that's two away. And so that'll bring up Kai Hood now.
And here we go. Two quick outs.
Now the batting for 14, Kai Hood, the center fielder.
And first pitch taken outside for a ball, and it's 1-0 to Hood. Hood 0-for-2 in the game, but did reach base in there and score last time up. And that one inside for a ball, and it's 2-0.
The other one was closer.
Two-oh from Heyman. And that is going to be over to short. Finke's got it. Throw to first. And he just beats it out. That'll be an infield hit. Finke did everything he could, but just that went too far in the hole.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. It was hit to his right. Good backhanded stop there by Owen Finke. But long throw there to first. Pretty good speed out of Hood going down to first.
And that'll bring him Nathan Hodge. He's 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. Just the third hit given up by Heyman this evening. And that one is making a fourth hit as Hodge smacks that one in the left field. And two runners aboard now for the Tigers. Two on with two outs. That brings up Cannon Kieschnick.
Yeah, Owen Finke was, it was a fake steal there to second, and Owen Finke made a move towards second and couldn't have placed it any better.
Kieschnick walked with the bases loaded his last time up. And pitch to him over to second, knocked down by Mendoza. And he couldn't get the ball out of his glove, and the runners are going to be safe everywhere.
Tell you what, Doug, that had tailor-made double play all over it.
And so now that'll bring up Trey Walker. And time is called as Reese is going to go out and have a word with Heyman. And Walker reached on an error his first time up and then brought home a run on a sack fly his last time up. So bases loaded with two outs for the Tigers. Heyman, if we can just get one more out, get out of this inning, and hopefully give the bats a chance to go to work. And curveball in there for a strike. It's 0-1.
Yeah, nice pitch. Nice curveball right on that outside corner.
And next pitch coming.
Two.
And it is strike two. 0-2 count now on Walker. And this one fouled back, and that'll hold the count at 0-2. Hood was dancing around over there third, trying to see if he could draw a throw.
Tell you what, Brody came with a curveball again, and just barely caught up to it, got enough of it to stay alive.
And that one misses outside for a ball. It's 1-2.
There you go, buddy.
And that one foul up the third base side. Holds the count at 1-2 on Walker. And wild pitch goes back to the backstop, and the runner coming on. He's going to be safe. And it'll make it 2-2 now on Walker. The runners also move up. Hodge is over at third, and now Kieschnick to second.
We didn't get that bounce off the wall.
No.
Go after the hitter.
2-2 pitch. Outside the ball, and it's 3-2. As now it's a 4-1 lead for A&M Consolidated. Swing and a miss, got him on strikes, and that'll retire the side. In the inning, they do get one run on two hits, one error, and two left on. We got to the bottom of the fifth inning, and let's see if we can give away some gasoline. The home run inning is next after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Cold Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future, 836-9311.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full-service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are.
And on we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's time for our Buccaneer Food Store Nathan's Barbecue home run inning, where you've got a chance if a Cub hits a home run to win $20 worth of gasoline, or if a Cub hits a double or triple in this inning, you could win a rack of ribs. And as we like to always say, you're a winner either way.
Never a loser.
And so that'll be Drake Behnke to lead it off here. And who's Drake going to be hitting for?
Karen Raisky.
Karen, you are up first, and you got a good candidate here. Behnke was intentionally walked his last time up. And Blevins will make the first pitch, and it's up high for a ball.
Scared me there for a minute when he went with his hand to the mask.
And next pitch, inside, ball two. It'll be Behnke, followed by Luke Hardy, and then Tanner Reese here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Cubs trailing at 4-1. And Behnke fists this one over to first. First baseman, oh, he bobbled the ball, but then still manages to get over to the bag and make the play. And so Behnke is retired for out number one. And so that'll bring up Luke Hardy, and Luke is hitting four.
All right. Was that Petrozella? Amy Petrozella?
That's what it looks like to me.
Looks pretty good, doesn't
yep.
it?
And so, Amy, you are up next in the home run inning. And Hardy's been on base both times with a single and a walk. And first pitch. That is John. That time the umpire says he went around. even though it didn't look like it from here.
Believe it or not, Doug, there have been a couple of other ones that I thought he gave to us.
And this one
I did not agree with.
Yeah, it may have been an IOU from earlier in the game.
Yeah.
And next pitch down low for a ball. By the way, don't forget the Buccaneer Food Store is your convenient quick stop for gas, authentic homemade breakfast tacos, and original meat and fruit galaches. And also, you can go to Nathan's Inside for lunch specials daily and get barbecue ribs, pork, brisket, and side orders. Get stuffed baked potatoes with your choice of toppings. And remember their motto.
Ain't no fib about our rib.
You make the call, Buccaneer Food Store, Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee Street in Brenham. Proud supporters of area sports. As Hardy swings and misses, it's 1-2. And next pitch coming, and he swings and misses. Hardy down on strikes. That's two away now, and they'll bring up Tanner Reese. And who's Reese going to be hitting for?
Old buddy of mine, Larry Grebe.
All right, Larry, you are next, and he's also one of our regulars each year on the home run inning. Reese 0-for-2 with two strikeouts, so he's due. And pitch to Reese in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. And that one, a ground ball to third. And they'll fire it across to first, and that'll retire the side. So three up and three down in that inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on for the Cubs. And we head to the sixth inning. It is A&M Consolidated leading us 4-1. And since we didn't have a winner, that means tomorrow night's Blend Buccaneer game, we're going to bump it up to $30 worth of gasoline. And we'll keep trying. And remember to go buy Nathan's Barbecue and register for your chance to win. Back with the sixth inning after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken in all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham voted Reader's Choice Best Pizza and Wings in the area. Located on Highway 290 West next to Flamingo Ranch.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham. Serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Visit Glasgow Stone and Landscape Supply for all of your stone, landscape, and plant supplies. Located on Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegar Toyota. 1515 Highway 290 West and at TegarToyota.com.
And we return here to Fireman's Park. And for the Cubs, it is Brody Heyman still out there on the hill. And he'll be looking at Bedeker, Caudry, and Jennings. Cubs trailing at 4-1. Errors have unfortunately been the story again tonight, as they have led to all the runs for the A&M Consolidated Tigers. And Bedeker, the first baseman, to lead it off here. He's 0-2. And this one, chopper foul up the third base side. Hit into a double play his first time up and then flew out to right field last time up. And pitches outside for a ball. 1-1 count. And next pitch outside. And it's 2-1. And next pitch down low. 3-1. And Anybody warming
I
up?
I thought we had activity, but that's some of the youth. Two.
And strike call. That'll fill it at 3-2. And now let's see if Heyman can get him here. And ball four. And so Baedeker will draw the walk. Third walk issued by Heyman. And it looks like they're going to get a runner down there at first base.
You know, I love these uniforms, but, you know, they are. They're trimmed in white. It's a dark number, but trimmed in white, and they can get a little difficult.
Especially this time of night.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, as Caudry gets set to bat, he's reached in there, and he's also got an RBI single.
Number one, Alton Cordray, designated hitter.
And that would be a pinch runner down there once we get that number.
Yes. And pitch skips away from the catcher, and that'll allow the runner to move up. And next pitch up high. 2-1. Or 2-0, rather.
No strikes, Brody.
Yeah, that one just missing on the outside. That was earlier in the game when he was cruising right along, he was throwing strikes one right after the other. But now starting to have some control issues as we get here into the later innings of the game. And walked him on four pitches. And so Conrad's...
There we go. I was getting ready to say it's time for Coach to come out.
And Coach making his way to the hill. And it looks like we are going to have a pitching change. Made the signal out to right field, and that is going to be it for Heyman.
Yes.
He's going to get a nice hand from the fans. Pitched a good game tonight, just luck did not fall his way. And so with the pitching change, we're going to take a break. Consolidated leads at 4-1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christy Milbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems, 979-353-2537 to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
All Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's Family Fun Pack. Mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat.
And we come back, and the new pitcher for the Brenham Cubs is Luke Hardy. And it looks like they're sending Heyman out to right field.
Brody Heyman's going to right field.
And so just a straight shot there. Straight swap there, I should say. And so this pitch game brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, and business. Give them a call on 836-3613. You get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613. Although don't call right now because there's probably nobody there. But call them in the morning when they get back into the office. And we're in the top of the sixth inning. A&M Consolidated leading the Brenham Cubs 4-1. They got two on and nobody out.
Hey, what? Throw strikes. Make them put the ball in play.
So Hardy coming on trying to get three outs and get out of this inning. And Jennings, the batter, he's 0 for 2, and he's squaring away to bunt. Pitches up high for a ball. It's 1-0. And this one is a bunt back to the pitcher. Hardy up with it. Throws to Mendoza, covering the base at first. And it's a sack bunt, but it's one away. Runners will move up Bedeker to third and Condre to second. And it'll be Will Hargett the batter.
Jenny's got his job done, but the key is the Cubs did get an out. That's
yeah.
Number 9, Will Hargett.
Hargett 0 for 2 in the game. Next pitch taken for a ball. It's 1-0. And next pitch in. As the ball is 2-0.
The fans are even screaming now.
Yeah. And that one is inside, and it's 3-0. That strike called. Hargett was about to head up the head to first base. Now he's got to come back and bat.
Thank you, Blue.
And that one inside, ball four. And so a walk to Hargett, and that'll load the bases now and bring up Joaquin Costa. Fifth walk of the game by the Cubs, and three of them have come in this inning. And so the bases are loaded. Costa, 0 for 2, drew the first walk of the game and came around to score. And that one over to second. Mendoza flip one, fire two, and he got
it. Oh, no.
That's going to allow two runs to score. They got past the first baseman, Benke. And so it ends up being a fielder's choice. And Benke scores. Condre scores. And so that now makes it 6-1. And pitch taken for a ball.
All right, Cubs, let's get an out.
And Kai Hood, the batter here.
Hood with a base hit his last at bat.
And ground ball, and that's going to, oh, Finke knocked it down, but that is going to get in for a hit. And now Nathan Hodge, the batter. Hodge is 2-for-3 with a pair of singles, and he's also scored a run. Takes the next pitch for a ball. 1-0.
Not at the plate, but a play at any base.
Long look in. And this one is a high pop. Mauer giving chase. And he will make the grab to retire the side. Over right by the Cub dugout. In the inning, they do come up with 2 runs on 1 hit, 1 error, and 1 left on. And we go to the bottom of the inning. Bottom of the sixth, consolidated lead at 6-1. Back at We Hear 60 Seconds from the Sports Friends.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution, with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church in invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing, and drain experts.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
And we come back here. We're in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Cub bats have got some work to do, trailing this one 6-1. And it'll be Landry Mendoza, Philip Deal, and Brady Rao to bat here against Blevins. Striker Blevins on in relief of the starting pitcher Owen Harrell. And Landry Mendoza to bat first. Mendoza 0-for-2. And fouls that one. He struck out his first time up, reached on an error last time up.
Got to find a way to get base runners.
That's the big thing. And pitch is taken for a ball. It's 1-1. Up high for a ball. And it's 2-1. Yep, we just lost the scoreboard. Next pitch, it's up high for a ball. Mendoza just trying to get on board any way he can.
I'm glad we got it.
Yeah.
With the umpire, I'm wondering sometimes. There we go.
Ball 4, and Mendoza draws the leadoff walk. And that'll bring up Philip Deal, the batter. Deal 0-for-2.
Now,
And Teal back up the middle, and they're going to go to second for one and relay to first, and it's a double play, 4-6-3. And that's two away, and that'll bring up Brady Rao, the batter.
That's about as easy a double play as you're going to get.
Yep. Yeah, the second baseman there, Hargett, just flipped it to Costa, and Costa made the throw on the first to get the out. Rao for one. Was hit by a pitch his last time up. And takes the first pitch for a ball, 1-0.
The other thing we do not need is a quick inning.
Right. And that one, a chopper to third. And firing across the diamond. Almost pulled the first baseman off the bag, but he managed to keep the big toe on there. And that'll retire the side in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. We go to the seventh inning. It is A&M Consolidated leading this one 6-1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Dahlman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 U.S. 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979-830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
Yum! Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
And we are coming back to the top of the seventh inning. And for A&M Consolidated, it'll be Cannon Kieschnick, Trey Walker, and Brad Bedeker against Luke Hardy. It'd be nice for Hardy if he could get three quick outs and then give the bats one chance, one last chance to go to work. And Kieschnick, the batter, he's been on base twice with a walk, reached on a walk in there, ground ball to third. Maurer up with it, fires on the first, and got him.
Got him.
Nice play there by Caleb Maurer.
Good play. Good job, Caleb.
And that'll bring up Trey Walker now, the catcher.
Cubs need a quick inning, too.
Yeah. And that one is going to be a bouncer to short. Finke up with it, throws to first, gets the out. That's two away now, and that'll bring up Bedeker. 0-2, but last time up he walked and scored. Tigers with a 6-1 lead over the Cubs here in the top of the sixth inning. Or no, top of the seventh inning, excuse me. And that one inside for a ball, it's 1-0. Long look in from Hardy in the 1-0 pitch. In there for a strike, it's 1-1. Swings and misses at the next pitch. It's 1-2. Yeah. just barely missing, and it's 2-2.
Good heat there by Luke Hardy.
And next pitch, taken for a ball. And we've got a full count, 3-2 now on Bedeker.
Don't lose him now.
And ball four. And to Bedeker draws his second walk of the game. That'll put him aboard. And that will bring up Dalton Cadre.
Cadre walked his last at bat.
First pitch taken for a ball. It's 1-0. Cadre's been on base all three times, reaching on an error and also a single, a walk. Scored a run and driven in a run. And that one back in the middle, and it'll be a base hit. Corey trying to get it in, and the runner fell down, and
okay, what was that?
I'm looking up, and he had ran out of, I thought he was out of the baseline, but the umpire is going to say no, the shortstop think he must have
interfered
with him and allowed him to move over to third.
Well, we don't need to give up any more.
And so you got runners at the corners. Now Cadre is safe, and that'll bring up Brandon Jennings. Laid down a sack bunt his last time up. And first pitch taken for a strike. Next pitch, that one, a bouncer to short, Finke charging. Throw to first, and got it.
Oh, got it.
And that'll retire the side. In the inning, no runs. One hit, no errors, and two left on. We go to the bottom of the seventh, and it is 6-1 Cubs. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Seidel Schrader, striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's ChemDry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries.
It's electric!
And we go to the bottom half of the seventh inning. And our score is the Brenham Cubs 6 and it's the A&M Consolidated Tigers 6, Brenham Cubs 1. And it'll be Caleb Maurer to lead it off. It would be Maurer followed by Coring and then Finke. Air against Blevins. And Blevins, ever since he came on, he has been lights out for the Tigers.
Caleb with a base hit, his last at bat.
He's been on base both times, a hit and a walk, yeah. And he's also scored the only Cub run of the game. And pitch to him is a strike, 0-1. And this one, a ground ball to short. And they will fire on to first, and that's out number one. And now Barrett Goring, the batter. Goring 0 for 2 with a walk. And Blevins with the next pitch. And that is a strike call, 0-1.
Consolidated does have activity in the bullpen.
And that one is a foul ball over the right side, and that will end up out in the parking lot. It's 0-2.
As long as it didn't hit the cruiser.
Yeah. That'll be the big thing. And that one outside of ball, and it's 1-2. Pitch from Levin. Up high, a ball, and it's 2-2. There's some folks on the.
You know, Doug, I think that's the first high pitch he's called a ball.
Yeah. There were some folks on the consolidated side wanting a strike called on there. And the 2-2 pitch to Coring. Fouled it away, keeps it alive. And it was the first of a two-game series between these two teams. They'll go back to College Station and play at A&M Consolidated High School on Friday night at 7 o'clock. And next pitch.
Go.
Outside of ball, it's 3-2.
Never too late to hit base runners.
And Coring sends this one a fly ball up to center. And that's going to be caught for out number 2. And so Cubs down to their final out in the form of Owen Finke. Next pitch, down low for a ball. 1-0 count on Finke. Finke's 0 for 3 on the night. And outside the ball, it's 2-0. Oh, no, we call that a strike. 2-1.
How would you like this call, Doug? Get 0-1 on. They intentionally walk Binky, and they try to pitch around Hardy, and he jacks one.
Yeah, I could go for that. And ball 3. Cubs trailing 6-1. And ball 4, Finke draws the walk. So that'll get a base runner.
Third of the way there.
And now Finke to the plate.
Steps to the plate to hit the Cubs, number 22, Greg Finke, the first baseman.
Last at bat, grounded to first.
And Benke takes the first pitch for a strike, 0-1. 0-2 in the game, and was intentionally walked in one of his at bats. And takes a ball, it's 1-1. Benke at first, two outs in the inning. He's not being held on by the fielders. And Finke's going. Foul that one away. One ball in, two strikes.
Consolidate will give up that base. That run's not going to hurt you.
Yeah. And Finke going, pitch inside the ball. It's a stolen base for Finke. He's down at second now.
They still get one of those runs back.
And he swings and misses, and that's your ball game. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. And your final score, it is the A&M Consolidated Tigers winning it 6-1. And that will send us to the postgame show. And I want to let you know this broadcast of Brenham Cup Baseball made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. Stay tuned for the postgame show coming up next. Made possible by Conjura Tile, Performance Health and Wellness, Thielemann Construction, The Mattress Guys, Woodman Life, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Hody Real Estate, WC Tractor, Hyundai of Brenham, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, and the Bank of Brenham. We'll be back with the postgame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Conjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn baseball and softball teams, and thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Conjura Tile says, go, play, win.
Hi friends, Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy to use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Cubs and Cubettes. Go Cubs and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
Start the year off right with a new Holland utility tractor from WC Tractor in Brenham, and warm up with preseason savings. Get 0% deals or cash back offers on PowerStar T5, Workmaster Utility, and T6 models. These powerful, comfortable tractors deliver from 40 to 126 PTO horsepower and capably handle nearly any job you throw at them, from loading to haymaking. Warm up with preseason savings now at WC Tractor in Brenham. Offer ends March 31st. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
So now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring, Christine Muehlbrand, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
And we come back here to Fireman's Park, and once again, your final score, the A&M Consolidated Tigers win this one 6-1. Joined right now here on the postgame by Coach Chase Wheaton. And, Coach, this one, had some opportunities. You guys jumped out to the early lead in the game and had a couple of different instances where you had the bases loaded and just couldn't get any runs home.
Yeah, you saw a team over there that's good in all three facets of the game, and you said it. They gave us some opportunities. Difference was it's velo, and they're able to strike us out when it counts. Just got to be better in those spots. Can't get scared to beat with fast in. Can't expand on breaking balls, off speed stuff away. Got us to chase, and you know that's the difference in the game. The margin for error is very slim on our side. You know, the inning that got us started off with a walk, couple bunts, and then another walk, and all of a sudden it's tied up, and they really hadn't done anything offensively. Got a big sack fly, and, you know, Brody's done a great job. He's learning how to win in this district. He's kept us in two games. I'd love to have that inning back. I know it kind of got away from him there, but we're a very confident bunch when Brody's on the mound, and our will to win's got to be better than that. We've got to find a way to get it done.
Yeah, I thought Brody pitched really well tonight and well enough to win. Lapses defensively, and as we said, just offensively, couldn't quite get it going.
Yeah. You know, they were here Friday night and watched our struggles fielding the bunt. So it starts with a leadoff walk, and then they're able to cash in. A bunt that we should have made a play on, and then one that's, I mean, just one of those bunts that is a dying quill that dies down the third baseline. Brody chose to let it ride it out because it had some funky spin on it, and it came back to haunt us.
Yeah, and now this is now you guys get to go to their place coming up on Friday night, and what's going to be the game plan there?
You know, well, we saw a little bit of their pen. We saw them last week Wednesday. We had a chance to go watch them play Montgomery. So I think we just saw one of the premier young arms in our district in Harrell, and he wasn't great tonight. Like I said, we had some opportunities to cash in. But next week or Friday, you'll have a north wind blowing out of there. So it's probably going to be more of an offensive game. And we've got them all ready, you know, Kime and Hardy's still available, as well as Braden Goss has been throwing the ball well. So those, it starts and finishes with pitching and defense. So those guys got to give us a chance to win. I know they will. And we got to be better offensively at the plate. Should be a better matchup for us.
All right, Coach, thanks for joining us, and good luck to you guys on Friday.
All right, thanks, guys.
All righty, Coach Chase Wheaton joining us here on the post game. And we're going to take a break and be back with more after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Spring is in the air, and that means I'm here to help you spring into a good night's sleep with Mattress Guys. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own Mattress Guy. Are your mattress springs giving you a hard time? Stop by my store and check out some of our reliable brands like Sealy and Tempur-Pedic. We have everything from cooling technology to just good old-fashioned comfort. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center, or call 836-1010 today.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season. We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank with Texas Farm Credit in Brenham. If you're thinking about buying property or even a new home, our team at Texas Farm Credit can help you finance it. Texas Farm Credit is an agricultural lending cooperative that's been helping Texans grow for more than 100 years. We share our earnings with our members through our cash back patronage program. The more we earn, the more we return. Let us tailor a financing package just for you. We offer competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Come see us at 1301 Highway 290 East or online at TexasFarmCredit.com/Brenham.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
And And we come back here on the post game. Time to now name our John Breeden star of the game. And on a night where, unfortunately, he didn't get the win, but we both thought he pitched well enough to win.
Oh, no doubt about it. Brody Hayman just, there for several innings. He was just lights out. He was doing everything he needed to do to get outs, did a really good job, and then it just so happened. I think it goes back there. Was that the third inning, I believe?
I think so, yeah.
Some mistakes made in the infield by the defense caused it. But I was very, very pleased with Brody Hayman, our John Breeden star of the game, in a losing effort, but he pitched well enough to win the ball game.
And the star of the game sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day Street in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Services Insurance you can trust. And our drive of the game, the Cubs had only three hits in the game, but they were all singles. So we've got two hits in the game?
Two hits in the game.
And so we're going to go with Luke Hardy for his single back in to lead off the second inning. And since that was the better hit of the two. And Luke Hardy, our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game, drive off in a brand new vehicle. The team at Hyundai of Brenham offers a great lineup of vehicles, plus finance options, expert auto services, and exceptional customer service. Hyundai of Brenham has your automotive needs covered. And back with the final wrap-up after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Thielemann Construction and Steget Thielemann Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years, respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Thielemann Construction and Steget Thielemann Plumbing your first choice for any of your residential needs. Thielemann Construction and Steget Thielemann Plumbing are proud to sponsor the local area athletes and are cheering for the Cubs and Cubettes during this baseball and softball season.
The team at Hyundai of Brenham is ready to help you in choosing your next vehicle. Hyundai of Brenham is well-stocked to please a wide array of driving lifestyles. Their team will address each of your needs with the utmost respect, care, and attention to detail. Whether in sales, financing, service, and parts, Hyundai of Brenham has your automotive needs covered. Check out their selection of vehicles at 1710 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Hyundai of Brenham is proud to sponsor the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blinn Bucks, and the Lady Bucks during this baseball and softball season.
Introducing new boneless Wada Wings from Whataburger, tossed in honey butter, honey barbecue, sweet and spicy, or buffalo. Now, we know there are some people who are going to say these premium chicken tender bites are not real wings. And to that we say, so what? It's okay to be deliciously incorrect. Butterflies aren't made of butter, french fries are not from France, and your daddy's famous pork butt, not actually butt. New boneless Wada Wings. Delicious? Yes. Correct? Who cares?
Wada Wings. Wada Wings. Wada Burger, Wada Wings. Just Wada Wings.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete? A weekend warrior? Or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life, aesthetic services for all skin types, and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
Barn dominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Buildings has built their stellar reputation of customer service through 25 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
And back we go one final time, and it was the A&M Consolidated Tigers over the Brenham Cubs 6-1. And so now that series, as we said, will shift Friday night over to College Station. And we wish the Cubs the best. Hopefully they can get a win over there and get a split. Meanwhile, we got Blinn Buccaneer baseball coming up tomorrow night. We'll be heading over to Leroy Dreyer Field as the Bucks take on the Wharton Pioneers. And that one's scheduled for 6 o'clock. Originally, it was supposed to be a Thursday game, but because we got an 80% chance of rain for a Thursday, they decided to move it up and move it up a day.
Yeah. It is what it is, yep. And, you know, kind of change the schedule up a little bit, but that's all right. Yep. We'll do what we got to do.
Exactly. So 6 o'clock, first pitch, 5:35 pregame here on KWHI, and then we'll be with the Cubettes on Friday when they're back at home taking on Magnolia West at Alumni Field. 6:30 for the start time, 6:05 pregame here on KWHI. Well, that's going to do it for us. I want to thank Austin Bagg at the studios for his fine work on the boards. Big thank you to our sponsors who, of course, make the broadcast possible. And thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, it's Doug and Tommy saying good night, everybody.